Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
After the hour, here we go. The DJV show, here we go. And the DJV show, here we go. It's on with the show. Jennifer Horn. Can we find something to rhyme with that? She was born as Jennifer Horn. Ah, okay, clever. Thank you, Doug. Victoria Keelan. Look, can we come? Keep reeling with Victoria Keelan. I like that? That's pretty.
It's impressive, actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right. And yes. Kara Schillen. And no more, let's see, what can we do with that?
People
one?
Used to say, chillin' with the shillin' villain.
Chillin' with the shillin', okay, that's good enough, all right. Well, let's see if we can move into another zone, shall we, Jennifer? The zone, the Gen Zone. That sounds like there's a company headquartered in Framingham called Genzyme. They are a big scientific research firm. So you can start your own business. Call it the Gen Zone. Wherever she goes,
all right.
It's the Gen Zone. All right, so what's in the Gen Zone as we start this
well,
out?
Well, unfortunately, it's kind of yucky in here. There's some superbugs around.
Bugs!
The CDC.
Yeah. Bugs!
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention issued a new report this week that said superbugs that resist antibiotics have killed nearly twice as many people as previously thought. Mm. Apparently, one woman had 3 years of unending pain. She was hooked up to feeding tubes, frequent hospitalizations, and it was all caused by an out-of-control bacterial infection that caused severe colitis. So she said, you can't eat, you can't talk, you can't walk, and hope definitely starts to fade. At one point, she actually got her affairs in order, thinking that she was going to die. She said she just cried to herself, saying, please, just let me die now. That's how bad it was. What she had was called C. difficile. And that caused nearly a quarter of a million hospitalizations and at least 12,800 deaths in 2017. It's one of five antibiotic-resistant urgent threats that were identified by the CDC. Two of them are new and have been added to the list since 2013. And one of them wasn't even on the radar for the CDC 5 years ago. But there is a little bit of good news in this report. Since 2013, there's been an 18% drop in deaths from all types of antibiotic resistance infections. So at least people, they're suffering, but they're not dying. According to the CDC advisor, Michael Craig, he said it's not just new antibiotics that we need. We also need new vaccines, new diagnostics, and other new tools to help doctors better treat their patients or better prevent the infections in the first place.
There
now,
you go.
For this woman who suffered, she said she finally got better from a procedure that transferred bacteria from a well patient's gut into hers. You talk about the gut all the time, Dougie, and here's a good example of it. That fixed her. The overuse of antibiotics has helped create all of these resistant bacteria. So with cold and flu season here, I think all of us are dealing with a little funk.
Yeah.
The CDC is reminding everyone that antibiotics are not recommended for infections caused by viruses like the common cold. A lot of people just want to run to the doctor and get a prescription.
Well, I had a viral bronchial infection. At first, Dr. Ken thought it was a bacterial one, so he gave me a Z-Pak, which I took, didn't do anything at all. And then we figured out, well, it must be a bacterial thing, and you can't do, there's nothing to fight, I'm sorry, not bacterial, viral, there's nothing to fight that except using liquids, a lot of vitamin C, echinacea, natural things, but yet there still would be somebody that would try to come up with something to give you because they want to push the pills, push the drugs, push. So it's time we realize what that does to our body. Go outside, have your children go outside, play in the dirt, get in the mud, roll around in the sand, whatever it is. But we are building up a class of wimps in many different ways, including how our bodies react to some of the things that are out there. And as I think you said, Jennifer, these bugs are getting stronger and stronger and stronger. not because of our inability to fight them off, but because of all of the drugs that we take that screw up our system. It's us screwing up ourselves and not realizing it, because you get pumped every single damn ad. Every time you go into a spot set on television shows, there's an ad for some kind of drug. Get
that's
more
all
drugs.
Commercials.
Buy more drugs.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's take a pill for that.
Drugs.
Right.
Yeah, more drugs. So we were recently talking about a video that my daughter-in-law posted about a police encounter in Los Angeles where a man was eating.
It was San Francisco, actually.
Oh, it was San Francisco, sorry. San Francisco, where he was at the train stop and he was eating a sandwich, and the police arrested him for eating a sandwich. Now, is there a sign that says no eating on the train stop or something?
Apparently a lot of other people were eating, and that's why he said to the cop on the video, all these people are doing the same thing. It's a sandwich shop that's right here. I'm standing here eating a sandwich, waiting for the train, and then, but you singled me out, is what he was saying
to
the cop.
Right, because he was black. So I wanted to visit another situation that I became aware of. This is in New York City. New York City and street food, they sort of go together.
Oh, churro lady. This is a big story locally.
Oh, you want to tell it? You're probably, because you're from New York. I think this is the same type of thing, isn't it? Isn't this the same thing?
Yeah, everywhere on the subway, all around the city in all the five boroughs, you can find somebody selling churros. And that's just, New Yorkers buy them on their way to get onto the train. It's not a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal. No one's getting harmed. But this woman, apparently, I don't know her name, but she got arrested for selling the churros. And then de Blasio got involved because the press asked him about it. And, you know, he kind of said, well, you know, she was told to leave three different times or whatever. So it's just become like churros versus the police. It's not. It just seems like, I don't know. Part of this is because they're trying to crack down on people skipping
but they're not cracking down on men doing it. They're cracking down on women doing it. And I think that's the issue. One of the issues.
Are there men doing it?
There are men who are doing it as well. There are all kinds of. If you look around New York, hot dog carts are everywhere.
Well, those are legal. Those all have permits.
No, they're not. No. There are some that are and some that aren't.
Most are, though.
Well,
a lot of people, they do, because they pay like $100,000 for the license to stand there.
Right.
Yeah. Well, but so there are some.
What the guys are selling, when you see guys selling illegal stuff in New York City, it's handbags, it's stolen goods, watches, it's all the counterfeit, the knockoff stuff.
Usually
that's all men selling that.
Blah Blasio doesn't address is the demand by the public for these mobile food vending trucks, carts, whatever you want to call them. And so they refuse to give out any new. You can't get a new license, and yet people everywhere want to have. You know, you're walking down the street, and you want a hot dog? Give me a hot dog, or whatever else they're selling. And so these things have grown and grown and grown. There are only 2,900 vending permits available in the city, and there are 22,000 people who, at last count, were out selling things. Some were using, leasing other people's permits, that kind of stuff. But what attracted me to this, and why I wanted to talk about it, Victoria, was it seemed that there was a focus on women selling things more.
Well, women are
the
ones who sell the churros. So that's why this is, you know, making headlines. I don't know that necessarily more women are being arrested than men. I'd have to really look at some more stats on that, because I don't know that that's accurate. But in this case, for food, you do see women selling food more than men. And I mean illegally selling food, like the churros or whatever. But you see men selling all kinds of other things. And you know what the truth is? The men run fast. I've seen it happen a million times. As soon as they know cops are coming, they have signals to each other. They wrap everything up in a big plastic bag, and they run. And so they don't get caught. Yeah, right? I mean, everyone's seen it. They don't get caught.
Oh, yeah. Canal Street,
Canal Street.
I think basically the focus
goes
is
the
on
lockdown.
Right
yep.
and wrong, and that's why I focused on it, because I didn't think the first example was right, and I didn't think that one was right either.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, it's 16, coming at 16 past the hour. If you're interested in community-supported fishing, You know how we have CSAs, community-supported agriculture? There's a new thing called community-supported fisheries, CSFs. If you want to find out how that works, there's a small group of fishermen who are trying to make it more big time, and it looks like, it sounds like, actually, in the story, that this is a great way for you to get. If you want fresh food, you do the CSA thing. You want fresh fish, you do the CSF. Find out how that works, the latest installment of the American Family Farmer Show, which I host. You can find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJB listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N.net, code DJV.
This is sponsored by Humana. If you are a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll have the opportunity to maximize your coverage by selecting a Medicare Advantage plan in 2020 that won't interfere with your existing Veterans Affairs, VA healthcare benefits. Humana's Medicare Advantage Honor Plans can expand your Medicare options. Ed Sendrick of Humana.
The launch of Humana Honor is a natural next step in our commitment to veterans. Enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan provides access to additional services and benefits, like urgent care and dental coverage, while the VA continues to provide prescription drug coverage and primary care.
It's important veterans understand how Humana's Medicare Advantage Honor Plans complement VA benefits in order to maximize veterans' health coverage. The Medicare Advantage plans provide extra benefits and services, expand medical provider options, and are open to everyone with Medicare. For more, visit Humana.com/Medicare. Humana.com/Medicare.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of quickies here. Sarah Palin's getting a divorce, but she didn't know she was getting a divorce until her attorney, her husband's attorney, sent her an email. How about that?
That's terrible. I noticed that.
It really is.
You think everything's okay? I mean, obviously she must have had an inkling that there were, they were having problems. You don't just get surprised like that. But to just find out that way is it's rough.
She said they were going through counseling. Marriage isn't over,
You would think if that was true that he would have broken up with her during counseling, right?
Yeah. I think they're doing counseling now, aren't they?
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
All right. Story from Air India. Yesterday there was a flight that was delayed 12 hours because there was a rat on the plane. They couldn't catch it.
Oh, so gross.
The rat ran up and down.
Wait, I thought Adam Schiff was conducting the impeachment hearing.
I know, Jennifer.
Ah!
Ding, 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 boom, boom. All right, so I guess there's a lesson in that. Don't let a rat get on your plane. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Have your congressman.
21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Not very good either, and he's usually pretty good.
All right,
Rod
well, this
Stewart
is his version with the Philharmonic.
Oh, so this is from the new album.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
The album's called "You're in My Heart."
But he has had a version of Ruby Tuesday for like 20 years. But
yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I don't really like Rod Stewart, but
oh, okay.
I like the Philharmonic.
He
so.
Told me he likes you. I don't understand what's the problem.
That's a little creepy.
Of course he would like her.
No, I'm not talking about that. Rod Stewart and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. There's a release coming out in another couple of weeks, but now he's planning his next record. He said, quote, "I'm trying to put together a country album, not just country music, but folk music, older stuff that I was brought up on. It's an opportunity to let people hear another side of me. I don't think I want to hear that side of you, but that's all right."
Okay, I like let's some back of the off stuff. Rod Stewart here.
No, there's some of the old stuff. I like Maggie May and some of the old things that came around when he was first getting popular. He says he hasn't picked out the exact songs he wants to record, but he's eyeing an obscure 1963 Bob Dylan studio outtake called Walls of Red Wing, alongside Willie Nelson covers and a few Irish uprising folk songs. He went back to some of his earliest rock roots a couple of months ago when he reunited with Jeff Beck for a special show at the Hollywood Bowl. It was the first time the former Jeff Beck Group bandmates had played together since a surprise two-song set at a theater in L.A. back about 10 years ago. They did 5 songs this time, including some they hadn't done in decades, like Morning Dew, Blues Dixie, Rock My...
Slim Soul.
Song. I don't know that. I know Morning Dew. That's a good song. Stewart remains on the road with a run of British arenas during the rest of this month, long string of Vegas shows through 2020, and an Australian tour next fall as well. He's also having his right knee replaced in January, which will force him to work hard to be back in touring shape for the Vegas kickoff in March. That's true. Going to work at that. A biopic is also a possibility. He said, "I wouldn't want to do it like Elton John's Rocket Man. That turned out a bit like Mamma Mia, but the Queen one was bloody marvelous." I don't know. I don't think people agree with that, do they? I think most people thought
Elton's
that
was way more of a music. It was a movie musical. I see what he means. The Queen was more of a straight biopic.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And Elton's, a lot of people, a lot of criticism on Rocket Man was that people didn't know that it was going to be people, you know, breaking out into song and dance in every scene.
Yeah, okay. Got it. All right, next up, Garth Brooks, who won an award at the CMAs. What was he, Entertainer of the Year? Was that it?
Yeah, Entertainer of the Year. Yeah. I think he broke the record for the most awarded Entertainer of the Year.
So he's going to do a couple more dive bar stops. He was on the stage in Joe's Bar back in July in Chicago. Remember that? Dove into his first dive bar show and then went on to stops in California and Texas and Florida and Ohio. And now he's headed east in December the 2nd, actually. He's going to play Prospectors in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. And that night he'll do another show at the Sixth String in Foxborough, Massachusetts, which is not a big thing. The show at Sixth String, 300 miles from Prospectors, will be the final show of the dive bar tour. So what do we think of him?
How hard is it to get tickets for this, do we think? Is this like winning a trip to the moon?
Yeah. I know.
He says for him, there's no difference between playing for five people or 500,000. None at all. It's about getting it down to the one-on-one communication. It's maybe even a little more nerve-wracking to play for five people than it is for 500,000. Now, that's an interesting revelation, isn't it, huh?
Under the circumstances.
I think a lot of artists say that because you can actually see the faces of people when you're that close.
Where how they're reacting.
It's kind of a wall when you're playing to 500,000 people.
Yeah, you don't see anything. So anyway, that's the story. Update on Garth Brooks here on the DJB program, 28 after the hour.
I've been there before. Everything's alright.
Celebrate amazing savings at your local Sprint store. Now through Sunday, November 17th, when you switch to Sprint, you can pick up the new iPad Gen 7, featuring an amazing 10.2-inch Retina display and smart keyboard on us when you add a new line on a qualifying plan. That's right, get an iPad Gen 7 on us when you add a new line at Sprint. All you need is approved credit. Plus, when you switch, you'll get $100 via prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The more lines you switch, the more savings you'll get. There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Get a network built for unlimited. Hurry into your local Sprint store now through Sunday, November 17th to learn more and check out other great deals. $100 card requires port online registration at Sprint.com/offers and 60 days of service on a new line before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC. iPad 7 Gen 32GB, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit apply within two bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Tax due at sale. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with SalonPas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like SalonPas Patch Large. SalonPas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green SalonPas box in the pain relief aisle. SalonPas. It's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizumitsu.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
But based on the poll numbers, the people of this country aren't buying it, you see it, because we're going up and they're going down. Let's keep it going for a while. Let's keep it going for a while.
President Trump holding his first rally since the impeachment inquiry hearing getting underway. The president speaking in Bossier City, Louisiana.
So we don't have rights to lawyers. We don't have rights to anything. We don't have rights to... It's the most incredible thing. But you know what? By them being so ridiculous, people see we've been taken away. Our due process has been taken away. But here's what we have. We have truth. We have the fact that everything is absolutely perfect. Perfect.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 1.5, the Nasdaq down 3, the S&P 500 up 2.5 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Buckle up. Another half hour of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, plus Doug Steffen on the air. And it's time for us to take one of our daily trips to California. California, here I come. Right back where I started from. As it turns out, I am doing that. Today, Victoria is going to take us there with a different focus. We all talk about how strange government is in California. Lots of people who are clueless, who are involved in legislative processes. Gavin Newsom seems to be about as tone deaf as any politician you can find. So what's going on in California, Victoria?
Well, there are some, from my opinion, there are some really great things that have come from California that usually trickle down and affect the rest of the country in a positive way.
Yeah.
But this, I don't know, is one of them. This, and Jen, have you heard of the Wildlife Traffic Safety Act?
Yes, where they built a bridge for the wildlife, yes.
Well, part of
that... Is that the one you're talking about?
No, this is actually a pilot program that... This is so bizarre, and this is so un-California. It's a pilot program that allows people to butcher animals that they accidentally hit on the road. They can take home roadkill. This is the most bizarre thing that I've ever heard coming out of California. They now it is now legal to take home your roadkill or pick up roadkill along the side of the road, and you can totally take it home and cook it. And I don't know why anyone would want to, but now California has joined the other 25 states that allow people to eat roadkill. I don't
understand.
Why
would you be allowed? Well, why don't you make? Can't you make your own decision? What is some cop going to be following you and you run over a woodchuck?
Thinking.
And come on, for God's sake!
Do you really have a hankering for that squirrel you just hit? I mean, who am I to stop?
Help yourself. Yeah, exactly.
So it's a mobile app. It's for the pilot program. It's going to start in 2020, and they say until then, if you do hit something with your car, that you should contact the Department of Fish and Wildlife obtain a permit. To take home the roadkill.
What a bunch of idiots.
I'm just wondering, if there's that much roadkill, why isn't it being used to feed the homeless?
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, why not?
California is so far. I love California's energy. I love being there. This time of year, I'm looking forward to spending more time there. But it is this kind of stuff. It's the essence of why you ignore laws and authority.
Twenty-five states, though, have the same law.
Ridiculous.
It's not just California.
Ridiculous.
It's just dumb. But the Wildlife Protection Act, though, before we move from that, it could be actually a part of this, because I really thought that was the name of it.
They actually built an overpass over
I remember that
101
last year.
Freeway.
Yeah, yeah.
That was specifically made for animals crossing.
Big signs.
You know, animals.
Deer
animals
here.
Exactly, because, you know, deer are out there reading.
Yeah,
they
reading
know how to
those
do that.
Signs. Right.
Trying to crack down on roadkill.
So here's another story. Let's go right to the City of Angels for the employment report. Jennifer, you've probably done this on your local program on KRLA in the morning in Los Angeles. City Controller Ron Galperin has released a review of city employee overtime. The report is called, 17-page report, called On the Clock. And it not only has made headlines in L.A., but all around the country. For example, the highest-earning fire department employee pulled 5,616 hours of overtime last year. He earned $360,000 on top of his base pay of $127,000. Firefighter makes $487,000. That's $500,000 as a firefighter. There are some other staggering figures as I look at this. Department of Transportation traffic officer, who earned regular pay of $65,000, clocked 3,000 hours of overtime, adding $174,000. This is a traffic. This is one of those brown employees. This is a traffic warden directing traffic, making $225,000. Now, let's see here. What else is on the city employee list? The total last year, Jennifer, 8.5 million hours of overtime cost the city $470 million. 91% of police officers and firefighters get overtime pay, an average of $27,000 a year per employee. 18 fire department employees collected more than $200,000 in overtime, and 11 general employees, they're not first responders, made $100,000 in overtime. That is people working in an office shuffling papers. Is there no supervision? Nobody. The one fire captain last year bulked up a base pay of $130,000 with $300,000 in overtime. Huh? $450,000? How do you manage that? The fire department seems to be the most egregious. The building and safety senior heating inspector, he had $150,000 in overtime on his base of $120,000. $270,000 to be the heating inspector. The guy that runs, the head of the...
that's what I'm thinking. Nice work if you can get it.
General manager of the airport earned $381,000 last year. I don't know. That doesn't sound like a lot. Well, it is a lot, but the airport, that's a big responsibility. How much money does the mayor make? What's he get?
Too much. Anything over $5 is too much. I don't know. Probably 150 or 200.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is sponsored by Facebook. With the 2020 elections in the U.S. just over a year away, Facebook is announcing several new measures to help protect the democratic process and is providing an update on initiatives already underway. Facebook is taking seriously its responsibility to stop abuse and election interference on its platform. It has made significant investments since 2016 to better identify new threats, close vulnerabilities, and reduce the spread of viral misinformation and fake accounts. Robert Trainum is the head of public affairs at Facebook.
We are much, much better at combating foreign interference in the 2020 elections. The second thing is we're doing a better job of making sure that misinformation is not spread as quickly on the platform. And the third thing that we're doing is increasing transparency when it comes to political ads and what politicians will be saying on the platform.
For more information, visit newsroom.fb.com.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
I am Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit BanfieldFoundation.org/safertogether.
Used vehicles are becoming increasingly popular with Americans as consumers look for more affordable options. But a recent Ally Financial survey conducted by the Harris Poll finds many people still hold outdated notions about them. It found about one-third of Americans think the average age of used vehicles at time of sale is more than 8 years old, when it's actually four. Additionally, consumers believe the price on average of a used vehicle is about $10,000, when it's more than twice that amount. Matt Arnold of Ally's Auto Team.
Many Americans lump all used cars into old clunkers, but today's used models have many of the same tax and safety features that new cars offer. They also have great quality and are running longer than ever before.
Matt says vehicle history reports and service contracts that cover repairs for cars no longer under warranty can help provide peace of mind for used car buyers.
Used cars can be a great alternative, especially when you consider the average new car price is almost $38,000.
For more tips, go to ally.com/auto. ally.com/auto.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 44 at the hour on the DJV program. Steve Perillo is here with us, president and owner of Perillo Tours. I go back, Steve, to the days of Mario Perillo and all those fabulous ads that
you remember.
Father,
that
oh
was
my
the
God.
90s and the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. It was your father just looked the part, sounded the part. He was the one who started the tour business, wasn't he?
Really, my grandfather did it in 1945 in the Bronx. He came over by steamship, and he started this company. My father did it for 50 years. I'm doing it for 30 years. Nothing like my father. He was the greatest. But we're still growing, and Italy is still growing.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about going to Italy, and one of the things that people are thinking about maybe in the moment is the situation in Venice with all these historic high tides and what's happening there. I remember going to Venice quite a number of years ago and thinking what a fabulous place, and if I were going to take a Perillo tour, I'd want to go. to Venice. But do people ask about that when they're booking their tours? Do they wonder what the best season is to go to avoid this sort of thing?
Well, you could avoid. We have a lot of people in Venice right now, and we give them the boots. They get right in the boat from the, you know, from the lobby door right into the power boats. But it's something you never forget. I mean, it sounds bad, and it is bad for Venice. But if you're a tourist and you're in the floods of Venice, you'll never forget that for the rest of your life.
Right.
It's so cool in a way. I don't recommend it, though. You should go when it's dry. But in general, I like Italy in the off-season. Anywhere, really, the off-season is the time to go. But Venice will calm down in a few days.
What do you consider the so-called off-season?
That is November, December, January, and February, a little March, and it's much quieter, it's much more Italian, there's not many tourists around. The weather in Rome is 55, 60 in the daytime, in Venice maybe high 40s, and the price change is astronomical, the price difference in hotels. They go from 300 euros down to 150 euros, even first-class hotels. In January, you know, the sun is always shining in January. And like my father always used to say, you can go in the summer for $2,000 more, or you can buy yourself a $50 jacket and go in January.
That sounds like something your father would have said. That's very true.
Yeah,
it is. So the sorts of things that you specialize, and I don't mind, I think this is a fabulous way. There's probably nobody better known, at least among my crowd, when it comes to going to Italy, than Perillo, and the sorts of things that you do that are special. That's kind of what I want you to underscore here for a minute or two, the places to go and what you do that are different than just the average, okay, let's take a great trip. Because Italy's a great place to go. I have a friend who just got back from Italy. And a fabulous place. It's always fabulous. I've been there three or four times. It's great.
You have. You have to go to Rome, Florence, and Venice. Let's face it. If you come to the States, you got to go to New York, you know, Washington, D.C., Boston. These are places you should see, but we go to little unknown things like in Rome, there's a Knights, the Knights of Malta has their headquarters there, and their big gate, they have a little keyhole that nobody knows about. You put your eye in this keyhole, and you see St. Peter's Basilica perfectly silhouetted in this keyhole. I was there a few weeks ago at midnight, and people were lined up to look through this stupid keyhole, and it was just, so my secret's getting out. The Castelli Romani, outside of Rome, is Roman castles, little towns that no one knows about. Only a half hour outside of Rome, the emperors used to go there to cool off in the summer. And we go to these tiny little restaurants. One of them is called Frascati. Frascati is a famous white wine, and that's where it comes from, right outside of Rome.
A friend of mine went over a number of years ago. I remember she telling me the story, going with a couple of her girlfriends to learn how to cook. And I wondered if that sort of thing, because there's nothing like Italian cooking. Do you ever put groups together that want to learn how to cook?
Yeah, we have cooking classes on all our trips now. The people demand it. So pasta, what is pasta? It's flour and water, not even eggs. Pasta is flour and water. When you learn how to make it, it's amazing how fresh pasta tastes. And you learn how to do that and the sauces, but the secret to Italian cooking are the fresh ingredients. There's so few ingredients in Italian food, but they have to be great. They have to be. The tomatoes have to be exceptional, and the garlic, the olive oil. So, of course, we have cooking classes. We have pizza making classes, pasta making classes.
Yeah.
And it's just the food is. I'm getting hungry thinking about
me,
it.
Me, I am too. Actually, listening to you, Steve Perillo from Perillo Tours. Go online to perillotours.com/tips. Great tips here. Travel to Italy. Good time of year to do it. It's 10 before the hour. Speaking of time.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extend. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. The focus on intelligent medicine here, what to do to take care of yourself. I mentioned the Juul, J-U-U-L company. They've been selling a lot of things, patches and puffers, to get people off of tobacco or nicotine. And I guess at this point in time, the question is, can we trust any of their products? They seem to be the ones at the core of the vaping discussion, but are they all bad? Or are there some of the things that they have that are good? What would you recommend if somebody came to you? This is the actual question. Somebody comes to you and they're smoking and it's affecting their heart and their lungs and their, smoking affects all of those things. So what do you tell them to do to get off of the nicotine habit? Would you send them to a Juul?
Well, I would definitely not send them to a flavored Juul. Mm-hmm. And I would have to do this on an individual basis, because this wouldn't be my first choice, because we learned that these products were being sold with contamination in them.
Right.
And so this certainly would not be my first choice on the long list of ways to get people off of cigarettes, but I'd have to do this on an individual basis, because this is a very concerning report that we're just learning today.
So would you scare? I mean, doctors have information. If you really want something to work, I find fear is a great motivator. This is what your lungs are going to look like. And you show them a picture of somebody's lungs after they've smoked for 50 years, or what your heart's going to look like.
It's amazing, because people are very different in their when they receive that kind of information. There's definitely a good fraction of people who will immediately get off it and will make every effort to get off it. But yeah, there are some people, and some of it's even genetics, who are tied to nicotine, and regardless of what you tell them, they will not get off it. I have been in intensive care units, people on ventilators, and just can't wait to get some cigarette smoke into their lungs. This is often tied to a specific genetic type, we now know. And so it's very individual how this occurs. And my own feeling about these e-cigarettes is, for me, I certainly wouldn't get involved, and I would not advise getting involved in these unless the doctor advised and there was really no other choice to get off of cigarettes. But using this as a fun habit for teenagers, boy, I certainly wouldn't advise it.
No. All right. There's a book called Deep Medicine, How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again. A lot of people are reading this. The author is Eric Topol, looking at his insights. This was sent to me by another one of my medical friends, focusing on modern medicine, the techniques of taking body scans, like you do with that, whatever that machine is, that is a CAT scan machine. You look at your body. You can do the same thing now with your brain, all of your organs, pretty much everything in your body. And I wonder, how is this going to be available to the average person, or is it so expensive that insurance won't pay for it? Looks like a great way to really find out what goes on in your body, head to toe.
Eric Topol is an interesting gentleman. He's a cardiologist. He's at the Scripps out in California. And he's just been a guy who's always been a little ahead of his time. And he sees and talks about the direction that he sees medicine heading. And it would be nice if we get there. And he's probably just a little bit ahead because, you know, it takes... A lot of this is driven by the people who pay for it, the insurers, and they want to see research validating Dr. Eric's ideas. But he has been at the forefront his entire career, putting out the future, and he's pretty good. His telescope is pretty good. So I would not underestimate anything Dr. Eric talks about. I have listened to him for decades.
Well, I think there's certain genius if you know how to read the stuff. You send your material out to a radiologist to look at, right, and interpret for you, or do you now?
Are you talking about CAT scans of the coronary?
Well, no, in general, because this technology looks into your body, and it's a radiological thing.
Yes, we do it all together as a group because these things do get complicated, and I'm sure that Dr. Topol uses his colleagues at Scripps in California and does this as a group effort because they get so complex, not one doctor could possibly understand what they're dealing with alone.
Right. All right. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.